Yes, the Gemara answers, Omar Rav Avin. Rav Avin says that doichin kodshim hanecholim, eitzel kodshim hanecholim, like this korban was first the korban Pesach. So now when we change it, it has to be changed into another korban that's eaten, like a korban shlomim, but v'yein doichim kodshim hanecholim, eitzel kodshim shenanecholim, you cannot tell me that the korban Pesach becomes into a korban oila that's not nechal. So as mistarga that becomes into a shlomim that is nachila sodim. Both the Kahanim could eat it, and the Bailam eat it. So more is the question, Otu Chatas V'yosho Miloi Mesachli? Listen, even a Korban Chatas and a Korban Oshim also, the Kahanim eat from it. True, it's Kotchi Kadoshim, but the Zichri Kuhn have a right to eat it? So maybe Korban Pesach should be changed over, if you shecht it L'shem Chatas, maybe it'll become into a Chatas or into an Oshim. So more in says, El rather the story is that Doichin Kodeshim, Hanecholim l'cholodom, a korban pesach is something that everybody could eat it. The bailam gives to other people, if you're minoy on a korban pesach, whoever was mamano, whoever's like the owner in the korban pesach has the right to eat from it. So that's called doichim kochim anecholim l'cholodom, eitzu kochim anecholim l'cholodom. You have to change it over into a korban shlomim also, that a korban shlomim is eating for anybody. Even a regular Yisrael is allowed to eat from the korban shlomim. But v'yein doichim kochim anecholim l'cholodom, you cannot tell me that this korban pesach that has the right to be eaten by anybody should be pushed off to be come into eitzu kochim shenim l'cholim l'cholodom. It cannot change in to become a korban chatas or korban oshim, since these are kodesh kodoshim. They're only nechal zichra kuna, not li Yisrael. Therefore, that's the svar that if a korban pesach is changed over into another korban, it's changed over into a shlomim and not into an oila or a chatas or an oshim. Rabbi Avin says that the svar is like this: doichin kodeshim kalim, eitzel kodeshim kalim. Listen, the korban pesach was kodeshim kalim. As a law, he could eat it anywhere in Yerushalayim. So we push it off to become into a shlomim, which is also kodeshim kalim. But v'yein doichin kodeshim kalim, eitzel kodesh kadoshim. But we did not push off a korban pesach to become into an oila, a chatas, an oshim. That those are kodesh kadoshim. Special lochis. It's only inside the Azara, cannot be taken outside the Azara, therefore we do not make a Pesach into a Kodesh Kadoshim, but rather only into a Shlomim. Mask of Lord Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Savorov, here's the question, Eima, why don't I say, Shocheta L'Shem Maisa Levi Maisa, if so, if you shech the Korban Pesach to become into L'Shem, a Maisa Beima, maybe you should come into a Maisa Beima. And Rashi says, the Kodeshim Kalamu, the Chorah Ma'is Sein Tunim, the Sochim, Perek Shneim, Zinu Zayis. So Ma'is Sebeimah maybe becomes like a Ma'is Sein, it's also Kochim, is also Kochim Kalim. And it's also Nechal Echol Odom. So Mor says, L'mayuch, so what's the difference whether it comes into a Ma'is Sebeimah or it has Lachav Shlomim? To Leli Boy in the Sochim, you should not have to bring the Sochim. A Ma'is Sebeimah does not need the Sochim, you do not have to bring wine with it. To get Malkus, Rashi says, Mishum, lo yachli fenu. With the love of lo yigoyel, that my sebeim may not let it be poida. Or else it means lo yimochi, not let it sell it. So maybe there'll be a special love upon this Korban Pesach, if you shechted it l'shem, a my sebeim, that it has a lochin like a my sebeim. So what he says, only yishlomim, maybe could change it to be a my sebeim also. So where it says, on Makro, the Pesach says, Ho'asiri yiyah kodesh. So ze maisa, that's the loch of maisa behema. When you have your newborn animals this year, so you have to put them through the shevet and count 1, 2, 3 till you get to number 10. The 10th one has the kedusha of a behema, of a korban maisa behema. Ho'idashin, ho'asiri means the 10th one is maisa behema. V'yein acha maisa, and no other thing can become a maisa behema. So you cannot make a korban pesach to become into a kedusha of a maisa behema. Okay? So Marcel of Amos still, let's say, Shokhato l'shem b'chor l'hevika b'chor, maybe a pesach is changing to be like a b'chor, or b'chor is also kochim kalim, and it's also nechal echolodim. And l'may yugas will be the difference, l'li boi nesachim also, you not have to have nesachim, a b'chor does not need nesachim with it, inam yirels, to leisve l'kahanim, to give it to a kahanim, there'll be a mitzvah to give it to a kohen, like a b'chor is a matna kuna. One of the things we have to give to Kohanim, so maybe also if you shech the Korban Pesach l'shem of Bechor, it would have a Kedushas Bechor that will be a din to give it to a Kohen now. So where it says, Bechor nami over mimaisa gomer. Alonar Xerish Shov, it says over here, and it says, Rashi says, Lubchor Xiv, Yavarto, Kol Petarechim, U Vemaisik Xiv, Kola Shayavatakat Shevet. So Alonar, just like Meiser, it's only Meiser and nothing else could become a Meiser Behema. The same thing of Bechor, only an actual Bechor could have a Bishas Bechor, and not another animal. But the more still, Vyema, why don't I say, Shochatol Lishem Tamura, Levi Tamura. If he shechtes korban pesach l'shem tamura, so let it become a tamura. And l'may hilchus will be the nafkamino, l'milki alert that you get malchus on it, you'll be overlap of tamura. Or else, inami, l'meka malay b'lo yimacha b'lo yigoyel. When you make something tamura, there's a lab not to sell it, you can't redeem it. So maybe this korban pesach also, if he shechtes l'shem tamura, he'll have the lachas of tamura. So Mura says, no, oma mazutra b'reidu rav nachmin, oma kro, the posik says, for ho yehu usmurosoi. Tzvidashin zu tmura v'yeinacha tmura. There's only one type of a korban tmura, and that's mamush. We take one animal next to a korban, and you say zu tacha zu. This animal of chulin should be like this animal of kachim. Then it has a lock of tmura. But v'yeinacha, as she says, zavak rishin sheshacht l'shem tmura. There's no other korban that comes into a tmura. Just the fact you shacht the korban l'shem tmura does not make it into a tmura. Tomorrow still be able, why don't I say, Shokto l'shem toido, lehevi ki toido? Maybe the shecht of this korban pesach after the pesach, l'shem a korban toido, which is also kochim kalam, which is also nechalo kolodom, and should have locha like a toido, not only yishlomim, but maybe into a toido. Lemah here, this will be the special locha, latino lechem, that now you'd have to bring lechem. Tomorrow says, me can maybe do anything to pesach, gufa lo boy lechem, let's see. The korban pesach itself does not need lechem. Umoisre boy lechem, the leftover of it now, what you're going to bring out of it, that should need lechem. This is no svara. Therefore, I would not say this way. Svara says, no, there's not a good svara. Ihochi, if so, hashtanami, miyikim idiot, or anything. The pesach gufala boy nisachem. The korban pesach itself does not need nisachem with it. You do not have to bring yayin on the mizbeach. And now when you say the korban is left over after Pesach v'shechta now becomes the korban shlomim, that you need nesachim, is that a svara? And still you say yes, it comes into a shlomim. So maybe within it can become into a toider also to say now it needs the 40 lechems. Smor says, Anan, hochi kamrina. This is what I mean to ask. I mean to ask like this. Mi yikun mi do anything, de moiser toida atzmoi lo boi lechem. A korban toider itself, if you have a moiser, if you have a leftover of a korban toider, it does not need lechem. The Rashi says, could go in hifrish, toidosa, you mafrish first a korban toider for yourself. V'yovda, and you lost it. V'yifrish, acheris, you mafrish, you said another one, and you brought the second one. And then v'nimtza, so Rishon, you found the first one. Locher ezein ha'shniya, tuna lechem. The second one does not need lechem. K'demila, learn a perika toider. So you see, the moisa of a korban toidah itself does not need lechem. So how could it so the ilu moisa the yasula miyalma boy lechem? Like if you want to say this moisa of a korban toidah, meaning this korban pesach, which changes over to be a korban toidah, you want to say it should need lechem. Here it's not mistavra. So therefore, it's not as far as said that the moisa of the pesach should become into a toidah that needs lechem. Maskev lo Rav Yehima bread the Rav Hillel. Who told you the b'moisa pesach siv b'chlal? Who said this pasuk is talking about v'yimin atzoyin? Who said it's talking about teaching us yisoyin that a moisa of the korban pesach and the korban pesach after it's a man turns out to be a korban shlomim? Who told you that? Who told you b'chlal the pasuk is talking about a korban a pesach? Dilma b'moisa roshim siv. Maybe it's talking about a leftover of a korban oshim, because the pasuk is v'yimin atzoyin. So Rashi says, "Dumim b'mois oshem k'siv hay v'yim min atzoyin the yoshem nami ayol tomim min atzoyin who v'enoy bo min habokor or noshem osim only comes from tzoyin and not from bokor." So the pasuk says v'yim min atzoyin maybe means a mois of a korban oshem, not a mois of a korban pesach. So Amar Rove or Makor the pasuk says v'yim min atzoyin korbanoi v'zevach shlomim. What's the extra word? V'yim min hatzoyin. So Hidashnu means dover ashova b'chol hatzoyin. A korban that comes from any type of hatzoyin. Rashi says, the kvasim of izim, from lambs or from goats. And that's the korban pesach.
Lafuki Noshim, a Noshim does not come from Izim, it only comes from lambs, not from goats. As the Pesuk says, the Yimin Hatsoin Mashmas type of a carbon that could come from any type of a tsoin. Maskiv lo Ravavin Bachio, Vitaimasam Se Ravavin Barkano. What's going on here like? Puchol Asar, every place. At Omarto, you tell me, you say, when the Pesuk says Min, is Loitzi, comes to exclude something. Like with Darshan, Loitzi Roiva, Loitzi Nirva, Min Haboko, Loitzi Yasanevad, Min Hatsoin, Loitzi Yasamukso. Usually when the Pesuk says Min, it comes to exclude. V'kan Min L'Rabbis, here when the Pesuk says V'yim Min Hatsoin, here comes to say it's a Reba, it means it's a Moisar of a type of a Korban that comes from any type of a Tsoin, which means a Korban Pesach and not a Korban Oshem. Like how come? Why does here the word Min mean a Reba and usually it means a Miyat? Amirav Moni, Ramani answers, Hochinami Min L'Hoitzi, no, Min is not only coming to be marred by everything, but that's the Mitzvah. Min Hatsoin means the Mitzvah, any type of a Tsoin. But the word Min also means the Min is also coming to exclude something. Min Lohitzi Loyosi Ben Shtei Shonim, that you cannot bring an animal that's 2 years old already. It's over its first birthday. For Loyosi Ben Akeva cannot come from a Korban Akeva. It has to be a Zohar and not an Akeva. So therefore it's true, it means any type of a Tsoin, whether it's lamb or goats. But only he wants and not she wants. Maskivlo Rav Chona, the Gidito, Umi Mosa Samra, the Chik Siv Hai. But Moisa Pesach Siv, is it possible to say that this Posek, Vim Minat Sern Kavon of Zevra Shlomim, is talking about a Moisa of a Korban Pesach, while Midach Sistens, the Posek says, Im Keves, Im Eiz, if it's brought from a goat or from a lamb, Michlal Delab, the Moisa Pesach Siv, we're not talking about a Korban that's a Moisar of a Korban Pesach. Because otherwise, Pshita, like we know a Korban Pesach could be brought from a goat or from a lamb. So why is the Pesach have to repeat itself? So, L'chur, it means it's talking about the regular loch of a Korban Shlomim, the teacher that could be brought from either one. But if it's talking about a Moisar of a Korban Pesach, Pshita, that's where a Korban Pesach is brought from. So Mora says, no, really it's talking about a Moisar of a Korban Pesach. So why does the Pesach say, in Kevah Zimeiz, whom we boil the Likatan like we learned, the Likatanya, Kevus in the Pesach says, Kevus true is extra. But L'Rabbi says, that Pesach L'Alya, the teacher that a Kevus Aleim, you have to be makrif of the tail also. It's also part of the Imurim. Kishuayim Im Kevus, other word Im Kevus, L'Rabbi is Pesach She'ivru Shinosai. U'shlomim Haboye Machmas a Pesach L'chol Mitzvah Shlomim. That a Pesach after its year, or also Shlomim, which is Boye Machmas Pesach, means when you bring the Korban Pesach, you also have to Shalmich Hagiga. You have to have also then to have a lot of meat in order to eat the Korban Pesach ala soiva. So these two karbonis have a loch is lochol mitzvah shlomim. They have a loch like regular Korban shlomim, which means sheyitanu smicha, you have to put smicha, they only have to put the hands on it. On esochim, you have to bring the wine. Utenufa chazal v'shoik. So that's what the Pesach Ibn Kevet is teaching us. Rashi says shlomim haboyim machmas pesach means chagigas arbos, the Korban chagiga that comes on Erev Pesach, in order they should have a lot of meat to eat by night time, that you could eat the Korban Pesach ala soiva. That's what the Pesach in Kevus comes to teach us. Now, Kishuim, when the Pesach says in Eiz, it says about a goat, Hefsek Inyan, it makes a Hefsek, it stops. Limud comes to teach us, Haleiz, about a goat, Sheina Tuna Alya. You do not have to be makar of its tail is not burnt on the Mizbech, it's not part of the Imurim. So where's the question? Well, we hochi nafki learn out from over here. May the Avu Dishmul not learn out from someplace else? Like Avu Dishmul says, the Yom Avu Dishmul, the Pesuk says, "Vim menatzoin karbonoin lezevach shlomim." That means dov rabba menatzoin he lezevach shlomim. That something that comes menatzoin should be for zevach shlomim. So the question here is, Rashi learns, like from the hochi nafki, do we learn out from this Pesuk here, Vim Kevas, the Pesach Shavu Shinosi, the other Korban Pesach, that became a year old already, that now it's brought for Shlomim. Do we need a special Pesach for this? For Loizehu Moisra Pesach, this is called leftover Korban Pesach. And we learned that from before, from Avu Dishmuel, that Avu Dishmuel said already, via Minatzorin Kama Zevra Shlomim, that a Moisra of a Korban Pesach is a Korban Shlomim. So what do I need this Pesach here in Kevus for? For the Mor V'Yakati, another question is also the same you started to learn out, Midi Rav Nachman Amar Rav Avu Nafka. The Yomer of Nachman, Amar Rav Avahu, Minayin, how do I know?
Lemoisa Pesach Shekorim Shlomim, that are left over from a Korban Pesach, is brought for Teros Korban Shlomim. Shneim, the Pesach says, Vizovachto Pesach Lashem Lakecho, Tsoin Ubokor. You should bring for Korban Pesach Tsoin Ubokor. So the question is, what do you mean to bring Bokor? Voloyein Pesach Boelim and Akvosim and Menizim. You could only bring either lambs or goats for a Korban Pesach. Not Bokor, not cattle, not an ox. Ella, rather, Mikan, from this pasuk we learn out, Lemoisera Pesach, when you have the Korban Pesach that's left over, Shehe Ledover, it should be coming to a new Korban. What type of a Korban? Shehe Ledover Habo, Menatoinu Menabokor. Oh, my niyu, what is that, Shlomim? That it should become, turned into a Korban Shlomim, which a Korban Shlomim is brought from both from Tsoinu Bokor. So, Kopon, and we have now three psukkim to teach us that a Moisera, the leftover of the Korban Pesach, turns into a Korban Shlomim. The question is, what do we need three psukim for? Smoin says true, Elatlosa Kroik Siva. It's like a true, we have three psukim on this side that the Moisera